Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Think you sit around and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
You're now tuning in to GEI Radio Freaky Fridays. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Hey, man. What's going on, man? How you feeling, man? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm ready. I'm ready.
That's good energy, man. I like it when you're ready, man. I like it when you're ready. We got a really good show tonight. Actually, it has a little twist to it tonight, which I think is really exciting. I'll go ahead and break the news. We are finally back to the original platform with myself, Gigi After Dark, and GEI Tone. We call him CEO Tone up in this thing, man. And it's gonna be a lot of fun tonight, man. We actually get the callers get an opportunity to participate. You know, we're going to consider our callers our special guests tonight. So all the callers tonight, you know what I'm saying, you definitely want to jump in tonight because we're going to have a lot of fun. And we have a topic tonight that is different. And I assure you, once we get started, it's going to be hard to stop.
Thanks. Definitely. So callers, for the new callers that's logging in, if you want to chime in, press 1. We'll get you on. You can ask a question or answer a question. Myself or GG will answer it. Most likely both of us will. And let's go. Let's go, GG.
Let's do it, man. Listen, let me go ahead and just say this real quick, man. You guys already know how we get down every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You already know what it's about, right? So what we've been able to do with Freaky Friday, man, the show has actually evolved, right? Of course, we started out with, you know, talking about some taboo topics, some hot topics and things like that. And then we put the guests in the hot seat and let them do their thing. But, you know, Tone, the last couple shows, man, it's been about some real shit. Like, it's been about some real shit. So I've been getting a lot of feedback like, yo, you know, your brothers are really doing a good job. I like your content. It's not just one-dimensional, and you guys are able to pretty much address any subject. You know, there's some subjects that I don't really care for. I ain't going to lie to you. And I'm not going to tell anybody which ones they are because I always want people to know that this is an open forum. But there's topics on here that Tone don't give a damn about, right? And he's made it clear. And I damn sure got some topics that I prefer not to address, but because such strong feedback, positive feedback, everybody just chiming in, the callers coming in, the guests coming in, you know, there's pretty much, there's nothing that we can, that we can't tackle. So tonight, and that being said, tonight, man, we're talking about the dynamics of BFFs, man. BFFs, the dynamics of best friends. And so this is going to be really interesting, Tone. And I'm gonna go ahead and just put this out. I have, I would say three best friends. You know, that I would consider, hey, you know what, this is my best friend, man. Or this is my brother. Or, you know, she's a sister. So two of them are, I guess, I would consider long time or lifelong friends. You know, kind of grew up with, and now, you know each other's family and kids and stuff like that. And then, you know, I got a best friend that I've had that's just been a, you know, real trooper. Somebody just had my back within the last, you know, handful of years. So the questions that we're going to address, man, it's going to be interesting because, you know, I'm definitely going to look at it from each aspect and each, you know, best friend specifically and respectively. So, Tone, let me ask you this real quick as we get this subject matter. How many people would you actually consider a best friend, man? So somebody, and I guess, you know, a best friend is somebody who, you know, you guys establish a rapport, you guys are definitely down, you know, for each other. And even if your asses don't talk every single day, every single month, all the time, you guys just have an understanding, like, yo, that's my dude, you know, or that's my homie, or that's my homegirl. So how many of those do you actually have or what you would consider best friends in your life?
I got about, I would say, 3 guys, 2 girls.
Okay.
That, you know what I mean, that I look at, you know, no matter what, I know they got my back, I know they... You know, I can always call on them and stuff. So, yeah, about 3 guys, 2 girls. And I got a whole bunch of homeboys and homegirls, but, like,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, definitely.
When you say best friend, it's something different, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's a whole nother level, man. It's a whole nother level. It's a whole nother connection. And you can say connection, man. Brothers can have connections, man. You can have a brotherhood, shit like that, man. But it is different because you have some people that are circumstantial friends, man, if you will. Because, you know, this shit about to go all the way up tonight. You got circumstantial friends. Like, depending on the circumstances, you know, that's how they're going to be. But, you know, for the most part, you know, they're either around, they're either available, just depending on the circumstance. They kind of just hang around, linger, don't do shit that's too fucked up, you know, to get cut off. But at the same time, you know, sometimes they there, and then sometimes, you know, it's a question mark. So, yeah, I think the best friend, man, that's definitely on some next level type stuff, even as adult men and women, you know. I think it's interesting, man. And callers, I want you guys to really jump into this conversation, because even though we'll ask each other certain questions, we have to get some perspective from you callers. Even the whole thing about what is a true best friend. You know what I mean? It's good to find out what people consider, you know, the definition of that, and how deep does it go, and what those boundaries are. And if your best friend actually overstepped a boundary, you know, do you forgive them because they're your best friend? If you're married, or, you know, in a long-term relationship or something like that, do you consider your significant other your best friend, and then your best friend is just your friend now? You know, those type of dynamics, man, going to be real interesting. So you guys stick around, and we're going to go ahead.
Let me ask you this, Gigi. I'll start it off with this one. You know, sometimes a lot of people look at a best friend as somebody that, you know, you grew up with or been around for a very, very, very long time. Two of the guys that I consider my best friend, it's been years now, but I've met them later in life, like when I was already an adult. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And we just, it grew to be that. So I know a lot of times when we say best friends, people always look at, you know, the people that they've been around the longest.
I mean, that's even interesting too, because now you got lifelong friends that, you know, may not be as loyal as some new motherfuckers that you have met in the last, you know, handful of years. And they've known you for, you know, 20, 30 years. And you got somebody you just met, you know, 5 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, and they more down and, you know, got you back more than the one that you kind of grew up with. So, yeah, man, it's really, you know, I mean, but, you know, life is crazy like that, man. And, you know, the world, friendships, people in general, you know, it's always interesting, man. So, so we're going to kick this thing off. You guys just remember, if you, when you're ready to chime in, right, go ahead and just press 1 if you're on this call. Go ahead and text this out to your people and let them know. Go ahead and jump in here, because after a certain time, if you want to chime in and you get on the broadcast after a certain time, then you're not able to do that. I get a lot of inboxes and DMs talking about, hey, you know, I tried to press 1. I couldn't get chimed in with you guys. And then I ask, well, what time was it? And they tell me the time frame, and I'm like, nah, it don't work like that. You don't work like
yeah.
that, man. So
if you want
you know,
to,
so just make
if
sure
you want to, if you want to be able to chime in and listen in, you have to call in before 10 o'clock. You know, if you call in before 10 o'clock, and we go over 10, you good because you already in. But if you try to chime in or call in after 10 o'clock, it won't work.
So there you have it, and that's being nice. That'd be nice. So, you know, you guys just, you know, jump in as soon as you can. We'll get to you. We're trying to get to as many callers as possible, you know, without really messing up the continuity of the show, because we know that we start getting into all different type of topics and stuff like that. But tonight we focused, man. Tonight we fully focused on best friends. So go ahead, man. Let's get it.
Let's get it again. Press 1, we're going to get you in. We got somebody press 1 already, so we didn't even get into the topic, so it might just be one of those nights. I started off with the first one, and I'll ask you this, GG, and again, call us, you can chime in, press 1. How much influence does your best friend have when it comes to picking a mate?
Ooh. Boy, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, so again, you know, I have to categorize or how I even address this question. So let me say this. So I have what I would consider 3 best friends, like 3 down ass, right? So two of them, I would even consider, I call them my brothers, right, that I grew up with down south in the south. And so both of them are married. They, you know, have children. I mean, we all have kids. Our kids are actually around the same age. And so they have always been really supportive when it comes to me dating. Because you got to understand, even back in high school, in junior high, it was like, okay, you know, I had a different nickname back then. We're not going to get into that unless one of them actually presses one. Then I'm like, shit, okay. But we'll table that for another show. So, yeah, so my boys, man, and they're really pretty much in the exact same bracket. They respond the same. They do the same thing. I mean, we all do. I would say that those two, they don't have an influence on who I'm dating as far as, you know, when I'm picking them. But once I've established something and I'm like, yo, you know what, this is my lady, you know what I'm saying, I want to make a good intro and stuff like that to them, you know, they'll give me some feedback. And I can honestly say, because I haven't introduced a lot of women to them, you know what I mean? That's just how it's been. But they've never was like, yo, Rob, Gigi, watch your back, bro. They've never done that. They've never done that. They kind of just let the course go through what it is. And so I'll say that. So they haven't been a big influence as far as, you know, what I, you know, don't do it, you know, watch your back type thing. They'll just be like, hey, you know, hey, she, you got yourself something, bro, you know. And then I would say that my female best friend, she's married, you know what I'm saying? She's married. She has a family. She's actually my youngest daughter's godmother. Now, her, she got shit to say. I ain't even going to lie to you. she got shit to say. She got a lot to say. You know what I mean? And she'll be like, you know, and she'll go by my government with it, man. You know what I'm saying? She'll go all with Robert. All right, Robert, you know, you got to be careful. And you know how these women are. And you remember what happened. Like, she's one of them. And I appreciate it. Now, as far as the influence on it, I mean, I'll listen to her. There were some things that she was right about that I had to come back and be like, you know what? Yeah, I just had to take that L, though, man. I just wanted to go through the whole process. So so I would say that the female best friend, man, is a little bit more influential. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody is like, yo, if you're happy, you know, go for it. But in that process of you know, the dating or finding someone, you know, they kind of just let me do my thing and then, you know, kind of waiting it out. They kind of waited it out, man.
Okay.
What about you, Tone? Same question, bro. Can you answer that?
As far as picking, like, I'm like you, now, as far as picking, like, I'm a pick who I'm a pick, but once it's going, you know, you get information from them. They, yeah, yo, I like her. She dope. Or they might be like, nah, bro, she ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't really feeling that like that. You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
Sometimes I do take their advice. Sometimes I do. And it's not just about, it's not advice just about how I like her, and there's just other things that go on in the relationship, you know what I mean? Oh, maybe they be like, they see what I'm doing wrong. You get what I'm saying? Be like, hey, bro, you need to change this, or you need to do this and do this, because this is this. And I'd be like, oh, dang, I ain't see that. You know what I mean? So it's cool.
Yeah.
So I think that best friends do play a big part as long as they don't step, you know, get too in-depth with, you know, in your business.
Right. Yeah.
Because
they can be
too.
A little intrusive, man. They can be a little intrusive sometimes, a little judgy about the situation. Like, hold up, man. You ain't in this part, though. You know what I mean? So stay there. You know, because they're not there every single moment to understand, you know, what goes on. But from the outside looking in, man, I mean, I imagine everybody has an opinion. And if you have a best friend that trusts you and you trust them, then, you know, they may give it a shot to voice their honest opinion, even if it goes against, you know, what you probably would agree with. So that was good, man. That was a good start, man. You want to get the first caller in and see what the hell they talking about already?
Yeah, definitely. So the first question was, because we got a whole bunch of people that just jumped on. Tonight's topic is BFF, best friend. We got a whole bunch of different questions that we're going to speak about best friends. And the first question that we had was, how much influence does your best friend have when it comes to you picking your mate? So that was the first question. Let me get this caller on. 5480. GEI Radio, you on?
What's Hello? Good, caller? You're on.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, folks just press one sometimes just to make sure that they on here. So we'll chop it up today. We'll keep it moving. We'll definitely keep it moving.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, guys, so Tone, you know, hit the first question. I'm going to go ahead and jump in for the second one. Let's see. All right, Tone, I got it. Should you withhold relationship information from your best friend? And let me expound a little bit, and this may really trigger some folks tonight. So sometimes, you know, Your best friend has opinion, you know, and you got to understand, you know, people have different personalities. So your best friend may be a type A motherfucker and just like always got an opinion, say pop off, whatever. But, you know, sometimes you need that friend that'll pop off for you, just not all the time. So they may have some opinions about, you know, what you got going on, or they may remind you of the last person that you dated, what happened. So this person got similar traits and shit like that. So you can get to a point where there's just certain things that you don't tell them because you already know how they're going to respond. You don't really need that, you know, and that's the basis of that one, man. So I ask you again, Tone, should you withhold relationship information from your best friends? Like, is that a good practice for you?
Yes, definitely. Again, it's just one of those things. Some things, some people just don't need to know. You know what I mean? It's just between you and your partner. Because, again, if they can over, you know, some things are real, real personal. You know, a lot of people share a lot of things with their best friends, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things that they don't share with their best friends because it could get bad.
Right.
If that gets out, you know, maybe that best friend tells his wife and then she having a different opinion about something, and it can go left real quick. I just think that issues like big problems and stuff, I think you and your mate should just find a way to solve those without putting it out there like that. Maybe parents, you know what I mean? Parents or something, parents, grandparents, yeah, but not best friends. Definitely.
That's a good point. I can understand that. I respect that. I respect that, man. I'll have to agree with you on this one, man. There's just certain things that really nobody needs to know outside of you and you know, the person that you're dating. You know, nobody really needs to know that because, you know, you could tell somebody, you know, especially if you're angry, if you're upset or you're hurt, and then you're going to express to your best friend, like, man, I can't believe this motherfucker did this, or I can't believe this happened or whatever. And then, shit, you and your significant other may work it out. Like, okay, well, it was a misunderstanding, or, you know, it was an emotional moment, or, you know, there was just things going on. But that best friend they're not going to feel that. They're not going to feel the reconciliation. You know what I'm saying? They just like, look, you hurt my friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm pissed off. Now when I see you, I want to slap the shit out you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't smile at me. You know, especially women, man. You know, women, they notorious for holding grudges, man. That's just what it is. So, you know, they just like, nah, I remember when, you know what I'm saying, you had borrowed $200 from him and you had said it was for this and that, but, you know, you, you know, shit like that, man. So,
women, like you women said, if it's
tough.
Something bad, if it's something real serious, so now your best
yeah.
friend's looking at your lady different. So when y'all get
yeah.
back together and work it out, they still going to have that grudge, like, I don't really rock with her like that. So now it's just going to be, it's going to be bad. So, you know, certain things
right.
I think you just need to keep in the house. Like, it shouldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to work
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, yeah, because definitely it could build a wedge. And now your ass is in between, which you have no business being in between. When it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't be having to choose, you know, or anybody make you feel like there should be more loyalty on one side than the other, because it shouldn't be sides. If everybody's down, then, you know, we all a team. So that's a tough one, man. That was a pretty good one, though. But that was tough, man. Yeah, sometimes you can't say shit to your people. And I think ladies specifically, man, when you tell them information, man, they're going to store it. You know what I'm saying? It's going if what happened has 5 gigabytes, man, they're going to store it into their memory bank, which has 100 gigabytes. So they can store a lot of fucking information, right? And then they can program it to where you might have forgot about it, right? And then they remind your ass. And you're like, shit, okay. What you say that for? Because, you know, that was a year ago. That was 2 years ago, or that's when, you know, things. This was going on, that was going on, and they gonna bring that shit back, man. They're notorious for that,
let me,
man. So that's.
Let
that's
me ask you this: who do you think in a relationship? Who do you think run to their friend more? Who do you think tell their friends more, the woman or the man in a relationship?
That's funny, man. That's funny. Shit. You know what? Fuck, that's a tough one, man. I'm going to still roll with saying that the women do. But what I will say is dudes do it all the time. I mean, I can't even front, man. And I'm not even saying me personally or it's happened to me, but, you know, at the gym, out and about, you know what I'm saying, meeting new people, man, dudes just be running their mouth, man, like, yo, she trying to play me, dog. You know what I mean? You know, this happened and that happened. Yo, I don't understand. But I ain't no motherfucking punk. You know, so it's funny to hear that, because I think that guys, and I'll flip this on you too, man. I do think guys, you know, express themselves a lot more. Whether it's complaining or whether they just, you know, got to get the shit off their chest or whatnot, they are doing that more often. I don't think they do it as much as women, because women have a consistent dialogue about their shit. So it's not like just when something happens. It's almost like, you know, they'll ask each other, like, you know, how's you and Pookie doing? You know what I'm saying? And then she may say, we cool, or she may say, this motherfucker. You know what I mean? You never know, but it's an ongoing conversation. So they may update each other or they may not. You know, this dude, you know, he made dinner and blew my back out and you know, we drink some wine and shit like that. Or this motherfucker let me cook dinner and he ain't even bring nothing to drink home. Like, you know, they'll give that information out. If something's going on, then he may say, yo, look, dog, man, can you believe this shit? But it's not going to be an ongoing situation, and that's why ain't going to be about, you know, blowing your girl's back out. Like, that's not, nah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not a conversation
not
that's about to happen. Now, that might not happen, but I honestly, I'm going to keep it real on here. I honestly think guys talk about, you know, talk more than the women. I do. I think the guys talk more than the women. I really do.
Now, do you think that they talk about, okay, and so this was the caveat to that. So do you think that guys, who talks more to the opposite sex? So Do guys talk to other women more, or do women talk to other guys more?
I think definitely men. You talk about like their best day, their friends, or just period?
Man, like, I'd say just period.
That would kind of be weird. I think a guy would
talk to women more.
A guy would talk to a woman, yeah, definitely.
Guys,
women different,
women,
man.
More about their situation.
So, yeah,
okay.
I don't think a woman just gonna talk to a random dude about her dude. You get what I'm saying? Like a dude will do that.
Yeah.
Like a dude would be like, yeah, my chick tripping, man. And da, 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 da. A dude will do that. I mean, I'm not saying
okay.
that women don't do it. I just feel like men do it more. You know what I mean? I feel like men do
yeah.
it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say I think women do it a little bit more, but the reason being is they actually do it looking for some type of feedback from the guy. You know what I mean? A dude may say just kind of randomly or casually just talking about his shit, right? But I think that women will go to more guys to get information or advice about how a guy thinks versus a guy asking other women, like, you know, why y'all do that shit? Or can you believe this shit? I think that women try to figure out a little bit more, you know, why guys do what they do. So, all right, that's fair.
I would love to hear from the women to see. I think the guys, you say the women, so we want to know. Again, press one. All you have to do is press one to chat, to ask us a question or answer a question, and we'll get you on. Tonight's show is about BFFs. We got a list that we're going to run down. That was a cool one. This one right here is, I think this is the biggest one right here. You ready, Gigi?
Hey, man, I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready, man.
Is a single best friend really bad for a relationship?
Ooh, that's damn. Shit getting hot around here, man. It's getting hot. Is a single best friend really bad for a relationship? I would say no. I would say no. Because there's conditions, right? If they was already single and the best friend, the friendship has been, you know, around for a while. You know what I mean? Now, getting a new best friend or somebody you consider your new BFF and they're single, I mean, that has a tendency to have red flags. But I think that, you know, just being single is just a part of life. You know what I mean? I think it's just a part of life. Sometimes, you know, you're in a relationship. Sometimes you're not in a relationship. And so that's what happens. But, you know, again, it's one of those things, man, where either way there has to be some type of boundaries, because even if that person isn't single, I think that the boundaries still need to be universal. So I just think that, you know, hey, single is single. I mean, and maybe they won't be single for long, and maybe they are, but, you know, that's on them. I just think that the boundaries are most important versus what somebody else's status is, because that could change at any moment, or they can, you know, not be single and then go into singlehood and shit like that. What's your take on that, man? Because I know you have I mean, you have a whole crew. You have a whole crew. You have a whole organization, man. So,
oh my goodness.
How does that work for you?
I think that it depends on the friend. Like, I got some friends that I'm just not going out with. Like, I already know. And it's not that I'm going to do anything. It's just that the situation can be
perception.
Looked at wrong. Because they're single. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're single,
right.
So they're not tripping off nothing. They just doing what they're doing, and it could be you know, if I'm around, if I'm in that area, it can look like I'm a part of it too. So
right.
I think it depends on certain friends. I got some friends that'll tell me like, nah, bro, you can't, nah, you ain't coming out with us tonight. So I already know what type of mindset, you know, I already know what they're about to get into. You get what I'm saying? So they're just keeping me
right.
away from it. You get what I'm saying?
That's
but then
good.
I got some homeboys just be like, look, bro, we going to have fun and, you know, whatever happened, happened. Like, you know, you just got to roll out when we start doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? So I guess it depends on the friend. I would say it is. It can be bad
okay.
if you don't really know your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know your homeboys. Because they could put you in a situation
a
where
point.
You, it could get bad for you.
That's a really good point. Let me dig into that a little bit more because you just sparked some really resonated with, you know, single, you know, having a single friend and you know, me being in a relationship. So I'll actually take it back. I gave you guys the rundown. I got two best friends. They're my brothers, basically. And both of them are married. And both of them have actually been married for some time. Like one of them, like literally, like almost 20 years, right? And we in our 40s. So you do the math. And then there's one, I think he's been married for like maybe eight, nine years. So it is what it is, right? So there was periods of time where I was single, right? And I would go back down south, of course, to kick it with them. And me being single, obviously I got flexibility, you know what I'm saying? I got some freedom, you know, to travel, to do things, expendable income, you know what I'm saying, disposable income and stuff like that. So I would let them know sometimes. Well, actually, I would let them know. I would pop up in town. I'm that dude, man. I'm the dude to just pop up in town, and then you may see me, you may not, and then you like – I get the DMs, you know, like, hey, man, why you ain't tell me you was in town? What I need to tell you I'm in town for? Because I don't want you to know. I don't want anybody to know. You see me if you see me. So I will pop up. I will pop in. I'd pop up. And I'd be like, hey, fellas, you know, let's go. Because I don't drink. And actually, they don't drink. Like, we're probably three of the few black men in Florida that don't drink anything. No alcohol at all, right? So... three non-drinkers. Like, well, how much trouble are we going to get into? So, you know, we would go to simple places, man, little bars and grills, stuff like that. Now, we can eat. We're just not drinkers, but we're eaters. So we would get a whole bunch of wings, burgers, you know what I'm saying, all that. But I have a history back in high school, right? History back in high school, man, that, you know, I just – talk. It was actually a rumor that I would talk to a lot of girls in high school. Now, this is high school, right? This ain't, you know, as an adult, man. This isn't, you know, current situation. This is in high school. So these dudes, when they introduced me to their wives 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, when I first met their wives, they would talk about high school stuff. They were like, yeah, you know, Rob in high school, man, he used to get, you know, he used to talk to all the girls, man, and, you know, he'd be doing his thing and stuff like that. I'm looking at them like, yo, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Like, why would you say that to your wife, though, first of all? And then number two, dude, we grown. What the fuck was we talking about high school shit for? Let's talk about basketball how I crossed your ass over. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about shit like that. You don't talk about that. You want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So I would be like, look, man, he ain't got to throw shade at me, bro. We brothers, right? So table that. Put that in your pocket. Now, fast forward, and I'm not, you know, wasn't in a relationship or anything like that. Like, oh, truly single, right? So now I'm in town. I roll over their house, and I'm like, yo, bro, let's go hang. So these dudes' wives, I know in the back of their head, they had to say shit to me. In the back of their head, they like, okay, so Rob about to, he about to take them somewhere with his bunch of single women, and then he gonna introduce them. I'm like, what? I already know that's what they was thinking, man. And literally sometimes one of the brothers would be like, nah, bro, I'm just going to kick it here with the fam. You know, we're going to hang out, roast marshmallows and shit. I'm exaggerating about the marshmallows.
Smart guy.
You know, so he would, you know, I guess, keep the peace. I guess that would be his anthem, keep the peace. So that was something that I know. It really depends on, you know, what the friend tells the significant other and what their opinion is. You know what I'm saying? Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, look, you dudes, you dudes don't do nothing, man. You work, you come home, you know, you play with the kids, and your ass get up and do it all over again. Now, I ain't knocking it, but damn, I mean, go air out your balls for a couple of moments, man. Let's get it. And again, I don't drink, they don't drink. You know, I'm not taking these dudes out to strip clubs or nothing like that. I'm just like, yo, let's have some testosterone release popping. And, you know, it would always be something, man. It would always be something to where the three of us couldn't even get together because, you know, there's one that's like, nah, you know, I'm good. I'm like, bro, okay, man. I know you want to talk.
It's that reputation, man.
Chest. Hey, man.
It's that reputation.
So that's my
He probably told his wife just a little too much, so now she like, oh, Robintown? Oh, no, not going to happen.
Right.
Not going to happen.
I believe that. And I believe that it may start it off. It started off as something, someone innocent or trying to be funny or whatever, but you got to know your significant other. You got to know your partner, right? And then you also have to know when to say, shut the fuck up. Sometimes you got to know when to shut up, man. Like, you're doing too much. Okay. That's not helping you. That's not even helping you. So that's my story when it comes to that, man. I know that these guys' wives were kind of like, you can go hang out, but, you know, not too late. You know, like in school, high school or something. You know, be back by 9:35 at the latest.
Damn.
Well, yeah, I mean, so what are we going to do? I'm like, damn, the games don't even finish until 10 o'clock, 10:30. Shit, you got to leave at the third quarter?
We got to
So, yeah, man, that's my rant on that.
We got to call.
Sure.
Let's get this caller on. 5530 GR Radio.
Hi. Hello.
Well, damn,
what's going on?
You very assertive.
I've been waiting, so I was like, okay, let me wait.
Hey, we appreciate your patience. What you think? What's up? What you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the last question that you posed, which was, do you think it's good to have a single best friend? I can't really remember the question on hand,
okay,
but I would have to say yes and no. You know,
okay,
sometimes a single friend, they can give you a valid point, valid advice, if the person has a good sense of love and, you know, spirit, a loving spirit,
comes from the
and
right
have
place,
good intentions for you. Right. But then I would
mm-hmm.
have to say, on the other hand, no, from my own personal experience, I had a few single friends, and they just were completely shut down because, I'm now married, but prior to getting married, I've been with this man for a long time, and they would
okay.
just seem like they were type bitter women. Like, if
yeah.
I was happy, it would become difficult to tell them, you know, different things that my husband does for me or did for me because they don't want to hear it.
Wow.
And I feel like, you
good.
Know, I feel like if you're supposed to be my friend, like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be receptive to what you're going through just as you should be receptive to what I'm dealing with. And I'm always going to be rooting for you, you know, whether I'm single or whether I'm in a relationship. So I think it could go both ways. Sometimes it could be good, and then sometimes it could be bad, depending on the woman.
That's a great point. So has it ever gotten to the point where you just need to cut somebody off just because of the negative energy, negative vibes?
I had to cut off a few friends that I knew for years. In fact, to answer the very first question when the show started, the friends that I have now, I've been friends with them, I want to say about roughly 10 years or maybe a little under 10 years, but they have shown more loyalty to me and guidance and, you know, to me than my friends that I have for over 20 years. Now, don't get me wrong. It is true. A woman will be quick to go to her girlfriends, right? But what I've learned over the years is I don't want a girlfriend who, if I tell her something about my husband, maybe my husband got on my nerves. I don't want a girlfriend that's going to agree with everything that I'm saying. If I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong. If you think I could have handled the situation better, tell me. You can be my best friend and all, but my best friend is supposed to tell me when I'm right and when I'm wrong or how to properly dissect the situation and resolve it. I don't want a girlfriend that's going to be like, oh, fuck that nigga. I don't want somebody like that because where am I going to grow? Where am I going to progress as a person, as a woman? Man. You know, so I think it just it depends on the type of women that you surround yourself with and the type of growth that you're dealing with. You know, because you're supposed to be a certain way, like when you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, you're supposed to progress. Like, I don't want to be around women that you, if I tell you something about my husband, your first response is fuck him or this or that. And you know what I'm saying? And even if I do tell you something, I still have to value the privacy of my and my husband's business. You know, because like you said, I could tell somebody something. I want neutral advice. I don't want to tell you something because I'm just venting. And then now when my husband come around you, you looking at him like you want to, you know, shake him, you know?
That's a hell of an example, but okay.
I mean, I'm just
not hit him over the head with something. Just shank straight ribcage there, you know?
Listen, I'm from Brooklyn, so, you know, we handle things a little bit differently than other people, but, you know, I'm just, you know, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. Like, it's okay to vent to your friends, you know, but you have to know that the people you vent to, that it's okay if I go to your man and be like, oh, I'm going to hurt you, but you know I'm saying it lovingly. It's coming from a loving place. You know?
That's good. That's
you still have
powerful.
To value that privacy of a relationship.
That's very powerful. I want to say this, and Carla, I want to keep you here for a second, but I thank you for sharing that, definitely. But two things I want to make sure that I point out because, you just sparked a few things that I was thinking about. The first thing that I wanted to bring up is what you just said about, you know, your best friend feeling some type of way when you got with, you know, your significant other and things like that. Now, and Tone, chime in on this. Do you guys think that it happens more often with women getting into new relationships and then their friends are kind of, sometimes it's just jealousy. Let's just keep it 100. Sometimes it's jealousy and envy. And then sometimes they may feel abandoned as well. Like, yo, I've been here for you. You've been here for me. You know what I mean? We both used to share tampon packages together in emergencies. You know, just all kind of stuff, right? So do you think that happens more often with women or with guys? Because, Tone, I mean, dudes joke around about it like, oh, okay, so, you know, you booed up. Now we don't play ball anymore. We don't go hang out, shoot pool or whatever. You can't, you know, watch the game with me. You always booed up. And, you know, they joke about it, but sometimes every joke has something underlined, right?
So
what do you think happens more often?
I think
between those two
examples. I think it's more like guys don't have a problem being single. You know what I'm saying? Like a woman, I feel like women want to be in a relationships more than guys. So if a guy's single, he feel like he a player. You know what I mean? Like I'm living a life. Even if he really wants to be in a relationship, but he's still going to feel like I'm living a life. I'm single. I can do what I want. I just think that if you around somebody like that and they're not happy for you, you got to get rid of that person ASAP. Like she said, if I'm if you're my best friend and I'm telling you something personal about my relationship, your first reaction shouldn't be, or even a guy, like if I'm telling my best friend something like, man, my wife, we going through it right now, your first thing shouldn't be, man, fuck her, man, get a new girl. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So I would feel like that's how you've been feeling. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would get rid of that person ASAP because you ain't really no friend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Crab ass. Right. Okay, Carla. So how do you feel about that? What do you think happens more often? Because you gave a good example. Do you think that happens more often with the women or the guys?
I think it happens a lot more with women because, you know, we are already emotional by nature. You know, being a hater as a woman, that's just a whole nother level because, like I said, if you're my friend, no matter what, I'm always going to empathize with you, but you should be empathizing with me. If you're genuinely happy for me, you would never say things or do things like, oh, well, I don't want to hear about you and your man tonight. And, you know, you're supposed to always be happy for your friend, especially if maybe your friend came from a dark space before and now she found someone that's brought life to her situation. So maybe everybody's happy in the beginning. And even if you go through ups and downs, genuinely, if you're happy with your partner, you're always going to be expressive about, oh, he did this or she did this. So I feel like if from my experience, like, I think a lot of women have that issue where they're not happy with themselves, so that's why they can't really express happiness to a friend. I've had a friend that if I'm telling her something, they'll tell me, oh, I don't want to hear about you and your man because I'm not happy. Mm. Like, then you're not my friend. I don't want that type of negative energy around me.
Right. And that's conditional, circumstantial friendship I was talking about earlier. But go ahead.
I mean, I think, like, I can see if you jokingly say to me, like, I don't want to hear it. But then most of the time the comeback will be, no, but seriously, I'm really happy for you guys. Da, 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 da. I could take a little joke here and there. But sometimes if it's repetitive, then that's going to make me say, hey, you have some type of underlining hatred or some type of dislike to what's going on with me. Like, everybody has their time to shine when they're going to be in a relationship. But if you're my friend, you're supposed to be the ride or die no matter what.
Yeah, that's good. That's solid. That's solid. I can appreciate that. Yeah, Carly, you definitely dropped some gems. So yeah, we appreciate it. Brooklyn in the house. You feel me?
Thank you.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good, man. That was good. Now, the second thing, Tom, I wanted to bring up, and I know that there's probably more callers on here, and they can chime in, but I did want to ask this part. How do you feel about when a woman says that she doesn't have a lot of girlfriends and that, you know, she just gets along with guys? You know, the women that she has dealt with in the past have been catty. They have been, you know, jealous of her, and she just doesn't get along. So she has a slew of guy friends and very, very little female friends. Man, what's your take on that? Because that's real life for a lot of women as far as what they say, and that's their perspective.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I think when I was younger, I didn't understand it. So I just thought it was BS, you know what I'm saying? But now I understand it because I got a lot of homegirls, you know what I mean? So not all of them get the same information, you know what I mean, the level of information, but I do have a lot of homegirls. So,
okay.
I mean, I understand it. Like, it's cool. You know, sometimes we get along with the opposite sex better than, you know, because I feel like a woman can chop it up with a dude about relationships and get the advice that she wants because, you know, she in a relationship with a man, so you can talk to a man. And there's a lot of times my homegirls come to me and be like, man, my this dude is doing this. And I'd be like, that's because he just, da-da-da. You just, you know what I mean? I help him way better than they friend to help him. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I guess it's like a different perspective. They probably get in the same.
They ain't trying to fuck either, though. They genuinely got questions. They want advice or they're just curious, and it ain't even about, you know, fucking, or, you know, they in a vulnerable moment, so they want to share.
You know how you can tell.
I think that plays a part too.
You know how you can tell if it's a friendship or it's a little bit more? Like, when you just said that, in my mind, I'm like, ew. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at my homegirls.
Right.
Like, I'm not even thinking. It's not like for somebody to even think that I'm having sex with them. It's like, ew, hell no. Like, hey, that's my sister. Like, I ain't
right.
touching her. You know what I mean? So if you don't get that response, you know, when somebody say that, then it might be a little bit more. It might be something else. You know what I mean? In my mind, that's
right.
how I look at it.
I can dig that. I can dig that. And I would have to say on that subject matter, as I've gotten older and I've met, you know, more people in general, especially women, man, I honestly think that there is a certain caliber of women that hold themselves and the people around them to a certain standard. Because you got to think about it. If there's all these women that are saying that they don't get along with women, then those women should be cool with each other. Does that make sense?
Just got to find each other.
Sometimes
it's your area. You know what I mean? Sometimes is where you go. Sometimes I tell people all the time, you got to change your surroundings. Like, if you want something different, you can't keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you're attracting these hateful friends or these, you know, these type of people, it's because you go into the same spot. You know what I mean? Change up your spots and maybe you'll meet like-minded people like you.
Like-minded. That's what I was going to get to. You know, I think it's important to find like-minded individuals because so one thing about that, man, that whole subject matter, like I was saying, I find it interesting because I think that women do have or even should have a core group of girlfriends, right? You should have a core group of girlfriends. Now, that core may be two women. I'm not saying it needs to be a whole bunch of chicks or a whole, you know, lineup. What Beyonce, you know, Beyonce, that whole situation don't have to be a whole beehive or formation and nothing like that. But I think that it should be a core group, and part of that core group should be a mentor, somebody who has what you're striving for or what you desire, and they're willing to pass that information along and give you a little bit of guidance. Now, of course, that applies to men too, but I'm just talking about women specifically because sometimes you get into a situation to where if your mindset is just like, I don't like chicks because chicks are messy. I don't think that's fair because all women aren't messy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to understand that you also have to elevate and make sure that you're in the right place to where you're learning, to where you're surrounding yourself with people that are not only like-minded, but goal oriented, like, you know what I'm saying? You have to be around someone who has more, whether it's knowledge, whether it's resources, or whatever the hell it is, in order for you to grow. You can't be the smartest person in the room all the time because you can't grow outside of you. So that's my thing. And then again, I know some callers here, and I already read
it's a bunch of them.
And what they'll
say. It's a bunch of callers.
I know.
Please, I just want to say this to the callers. Just hold on. We're going to get all y'all on. Do not hang up, because if you hang up right now, you won't be able to get back on because it's close to 10 o'clock. I promise we're going to get y'all on. We're going to go to a caller. Let's go 7351.
Actually, let me say this before, and this caller can chime in because it's already something that they're going to address. So there's also women that grew up with brothers or all guys, or their brothers or guys like brothers, and then that's what they know. They feel like those guys are going to put them up on game. That's who they can trust. They ain't really after them like that because they're like brothers. So I understand that too. But again, the thing is the mindset that there are other women like you also. So, again, I think it's a part of elevation and still being open-minded. So, that being said, man, who we got?
7351, GI Radio, you on?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
How are you? I want to go back to the young lady that was just on and how she was talking about, you know, her being married and talking to her friends and stuff like that about her relationship. I learned the hard way to not reveal certain things to my friends when it comes to my marriage, because a lot of my friends, when I was married and I would go to them about situations that were going on, I most times got a negative thing, a negative response. Like, okay, well, if that's how you feel, why are y'all together? So my thing, as I've gotten older, I've learned too many hands in the pot spoil the meal. So it's best if you have an issue with your partner or whatever, if you guys know how to communicate, you sit down and express that to your mate. This is how I feel about what happened or whatever the case may be. You don't need to run to your female friends all the time. Because a lot of them, if they are single, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear.
Good or bad.
Yeah, they really don't want to hear what's going on in your home with you and your mate. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you going, oh, he brought me flowers today, and girl, he took me on a trip, and, you know, they don't want to hear that because they not getting it. They may act like they happy for you, but they really not happy for you. So I've learned to be quiet about certain things that happen in my relationships, because a lot of times it's not a positive reaction. The friends that I have now are more, I've met them on social media, and we don't, it's crazy because the friends that I've grown up with, I don't really talk to them. And then I really don't talk about relationship things. I'm more, the people that I talk to now, it's more, we're uplifting each other. We're talking about business. We're talking about mental health, you know, physical health, spiritual health, all of that. We don't even discuss relationships.
Yeah.
And I like it like
let
that.
Let me ask this question, because the last two callers had the same thing, like some of the people they grew up with, they don't hang with no more. Do you feel like, and this is for you, you know, Gigi and the caller, do y'all feel like a lot of people that you grew up with look at it like that because they've known you for so long? So it's like, I don't care about that. You know, they know you. So it's like, I don't want to hear that. It may not be necessarily that they hate you. It's just that they know you. So it's like, oh, I don't want to hear that. You can be right back with them, or y'all will work it out. I don't want to hear it. Or is it hate?
In my experience, it's not necessarily hate, and it's not necessarily they know me too, because I kind of moved away from where everybody lives, so I was staying away from them before I got married. It would be phone conversations. I've grown apart. Like, they're still going to the clubs, they're still going to the bars, they're still partying. That's not where I'm at. I'm business minded. I'm on some generational wealth type stuff, and they still partying. That's not me.
Okay.
So I've kind of elevated away from them.
Yeah.
I could dig that too.
Yeah, I keep, you know, now I'm single, but I was dating, and I really didn't. The situations that I would go through, I may have talked to my sister about it or maybe one friend. And when I would get a negative response, I would stop talking about it. I would talk about other things. Like, I would never bring it up again. So even if I was going through something with somebody, I just kept it to myself, or I told that person, okay, this is what you're doing, and I don't like this. But as far as talking to other females,
Yeah, and you got to know your audience. You got to know who you're dealing with. And there's certain people that's just their MO. They just going to hate on you. You know what I'm saying? Because they consistently have things going on in their life, and they may feel like, you know, their relationships don't work out. So if they see you and it's not something that's going on in their life, that's just going to be their MO. So I do think that's case by case, but I don't think that it's all the time. Like, Tony, you made a good point. Like I said, my two brothers, you know, life goes on, life happens. You know, we got families, we have kids and things like that. So it's kind of like, if we don't talk for 3 months, if we don't talk for, you know, a few weeks, then, you know, we're going to check in. And when we check in, it's genuine. You know, you good? You need anything? How's the family? You know, how's the kids? You know, how's mom and dad? That type of thing. And so those are hardcore friends and hardcore friendships versus, you know, someone. I mean, then, you know, you got people that's nosy. Like, who you dating now? Who you screwing now? You know, what's going on now? And you can identify those folks. And you just have to put them in a category. Got to, you know, just put folks in certain categories and do it like that, man, to keep the peace. McCarley, thank you for your feedback. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something right quick? Okay.
Yeah,
speaking about your two best friends and how they're married and, you know, they told their wives how you were as a teenager, I kind of went
through
that.
They keep shade on
like my best friend, she would be in a relationship or whatever, and I would meet her dude, and the look that I would get, I'll be like, okay, what did you tell him?
What the hell did she say to him about you?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you tell him for him to be looking at me like that? And, you know, like, oh, okay, you going out with her? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, dude, like, you telling this person my past history? Like, why?
Right, let him
business.
Formulate his own opinion, you know, about who you are.
Yeah, that's not his business. Even with me, like, I don't want to tell my man about my friend, you know, what me and my friends used to do or how we used to be or whatever the case may be, because then he's going to have this outlook on her like, oh, well, shit, she might get her into some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, she can't hang around her. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so I get that. And I really think that some things between mates, you just don't tell. You just don't tell when it comes to your friends.
I think that hurts. I think that hurts that hurts her more than you. Like, if that's your friend, you're going to be around your friend. So why would you say something that will make him be like, I don't want you to be around her?
Disloyal.
Yeah, definitely.
That was on point. Carla, we appreciate you. Thank you
for calling in
and chiming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
That's definitely, like I said, we was much younger. Like, my homies, they did throw shade on me, man. I ain't even going to lie. Now, but the way that they did it was in a joking manner. And, of course, you know, there may have been some truth to it, but, I mean, still, that's high school, man. We grown. And, you know, there's just certain things, man, that you do and you don't do. And if you do it in such a way to where it's not detrimental, or even put certain thoughts in your folks' head to where, you know, they start formulating opinions that's really not even verified, man. It's just hearsay. To be honest with you, you know, you don't know if they're lying about it or embellishing or anything like that. But, you know, who knows, man. But, again, that's
my wife knows my friend. She know who the hoes is. She know who the good ones is. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows.
Yeah.
So I ain't got to say nothing. I ain't got to say anything. You know what I'm saying? She gonna a woman gonna figure it out. She gonna figure out which friends is the whole friends and which friends. Just like a man, he gonna figure out which girlfriends is the outgoing ones. I don't want to call a woman a hoe, but the outgoing ones and which ones is chilling. And so it just take time. You don't have to put that out there. They'll find out. They'll notice it.
Man. You,
definitely.
Yeah.
Let's get to another caller. 6499 GI Radio.
Hi, good evening. This is India. How you doing?
India, what's going on? We appreciate you calling in.
How you doing? I finally got on. I've been holding since last week.
That's a long ass week on the phone, man. How's your cell phone bill right now, plate? Well, India, jump right in, hon. Let's get to it. What do you want to? What direction you want to go first? Question, comment.
Well, I want to talk about the friends first. I have. I don't know if it's an age thing, maybe a maturity level. I just turned 50 this year. I don't have friends, girlfriends who are haters. At the same time, I'm not a hater, you know? So I just had a girlfriend who just got engaged a few months ago. I am so happy for her. I am so happy for her. I am so excited. So I think if you're genuine, and you are, everybody walks with integrity, you know?
Yeah.
And I never understood that thing where, you know, I don't get along with girls. I just never
right.
had that experience. And I'd like to say that for maybe like about 20 years, my life was in law enforcement, so I was around a lot of men. But they weren't all my friends. You understand?
Right.
And then at a certain point, like you said, I got tired of, no offense to all of them, but I felt like I was the smartest person in the room. So now I have to find some girlfriends who are smarter than I am, who have done more things, who, you know, are going in the direction where I want to go. And that's what I did. I reached out on social media. I found a great women's group. And now my circle is filled with women who think like me. You understand?
Like-minded.
So we are good girlfriends. There's no hating. We support each other. We're all about advancing, making decisions that are good for us. So when a man comes along, we're happy. As long as he's treating you right and, you know, we're happy. I don't understand that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, you did a good thing. Like, you did what a lot of people don't do. You recognize, like, okay, I need new surroundings. So you went and changed your surroundings. So you made your surroundings better. Sometimes people get stuck in their circle. So you go through them same things over and over and over, and you get those responses. Even men be like, you know, I don't hang with dudes, your dudes be hating. And you get the women that be like, I don't hang with women because women be hating. That's because you're in the same circle. You haven't you haven't changed anything in your life. So you're gonna keep running into those people.
Exactly. Yeah. So all the decisions you make, even how you choose your men, are going to be the same. Because you stick around the same women. No one else is thinking outside the box. No one is telling you the truth. Like, girl, you know, you're not making good decisions. You know, you're making the same decisions, just a different body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. Yep. And I definitely appreciate that perspective. And I do believe that it has a lot to do with maturity. I wouldn't necessarily say if a person is seasoned or not. I think it has to do with maturity because you have to think about it. There are more mature women that still making some crazy ass decisions in life, right? And then you also have some young women that are making some great decisions, you know, that are not putting themselves in compromised situations, that are, you know, becoming more educated, putting certain things together to be more impactful and influential on a positive thing. And like you said, I think maturity has everything to do with it. And not saying that some people just aren't smart and make dumbass decisions, but more so they recognize the importance of evolution and evolving as an individual, you know, and that's going to look different from each person. You know what I mean? So it's almost everybody has a different learning curve, but you have to identify it. And the only way you can identify it is a few different ways. If you're tired of your situation and you want that change, or something traumatic happens in your life, you're like, well, damn, you know, either I'm this age now and I'm looking back, or all these things happened to me and I'm looking at, okay, the direction I'm going is not going to work. And
right.
So I think that those are definitely a lot of factors when it comes to people that feel like things have to be a certain way all their life. And I think that's the bottom line.
Right.
They just feel like they don't want change. They don't want
to
adapt.
Well, they have to be able to tell the truth.
They don't want to accept change.
Right, and I think a lot of people just don't tell the truth. Right. They don't want to tell the truth about themselves, that maybe it's something about yourself that you need to change, or something's not right, or something you're not doing right. So if people don't have that honest conversation with themselves, they're not going to make a change for what? They good.
Yeah, and sometimes people be loyal. Sometimes people be loyal to the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they just sometimes people are. You know, it's really good people out there. You know what I mean? And you really want to. You really think that you can change your friends. You think that you can change their mindset or change the way that they are. And you're being loyal to somebody that's bringing you down. So there's a lot of factors
that
go into that. You know.
That's a word.
Okay.
And
well, those are my thoughts.
You've been
thank
amazing.
You so much.
We appreciate you, hon. Thank you. Thank you for calling
okay.
in.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, we rocking tonight, man.
Definitely.
You know,
we rocking. Let's jump right into the next one. Let's jump right in.
Let's go.
2748
GR Radio. Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. This is Candy.
We know it's like Candy Day.
Nothing much. I was just chiming in on y'all's comment for tonight and basically saying that, and I hate to sound shallow about the situation, but a lot of times the discomfort about a friend, it depends on how they look. Like, if you have cute single friends, it's much harder for
That's real.
It's for real. Like, it's much
That's
harder.
Real.
And, you know, like, it's unfortunate, but it's true. But my thing is, you know, in a marriage, if you know what you got and you're secure in your relationship, I've never understood the animosity. Like, I have friends. I have, a solid 7 BFFs, I could say.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a firm believer of that saying, you know, you meet people for, you know, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I was fortunate to be able to have friends in my life for every season that I've went to. And, you know, we've been friends for most of them, like, 20 years. So, you know, it's been a while, but it's only a couple of us that are single. So the dynamic of our friendship has changed quite a bit. But, you know, I'm okay with that because I think that I could still support them just from afar.
Right.
But I kind of went in a different direction when we were younger. So it's kind of like I'm the only one out of the group that's like not married, no kids. And, you know, it's tough sometimes getting them to be able to hang out.
Right, because of their responsibility.
I
want to
go back to.
You don't share
I
want
to go back to what she said in the beginning. So
the
I
looks. Want to. I want to as well.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So if you have good-looking friends, you're saying that is a slim chance that they're going to be hating or giving you bad advice.
No, I'm saying if you have cute friends, it's usually going to be a problem if you want to hang out. Those girls might
they're prejudged.
Not be that
That's what she said.
Like, he'll let you go, but he's going to check in, like, every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's
a problem.
It's a judgment. It's a judgment. It's prejudging.
It is.
It's exactly what it is. So let me give you an example, because this is exciting, right? And this goes back to my day ones, right? So here's the thing. Here's what wind up happening. After the brothers done said what they said about, because both of them threw shots at me, right? Now, understand, if they're on the line, they're laughing right now. So it's not no once I get off the phone, they text me talking about, hey, we need to talk. It's laughable now. So here's what wind up happening because of the things that they said. They talked about high school. So now their wives talk on my behalf. Because you got to understand, this is years and years now, right? So that's not bad for me. You know what I'm saying? That's not bad. It actually upped my stock with their friends. So seriously, so it's almost like, I mean, because the bottom line is, women don't care. If they want to deal with you, they're going to deal with you. Just keep it 100, right? So it's almost like she's the wives are now my either wingman or they my spokesperson. And so it's like they have a story about this guy. Yeah, this is what he was about. This is what he does. But, you know, but he's a cool guy, and he's my husband's best friend. So that alone gives me a pass. Because now it's somebody that they know versus, okay, this is this dude that come in town every now and again. I don't like him hanging out with my husband, but whatever. But mm-hmm. I think it has almost everything to do with me looking like a decent person. Because if I was an ugly motherfucker, they wouldn't even be worried about it. You know what
wouldn't
I'm saying?
Even care.
So sometimes they wouldn't even care. They'd be like, hey, this is my ugly ass homie. Right, right. But because I'm decent, it's almost like, yo, let me just throw a little bit of shade just in case to kind of taper things off. Are you feeling me, Candy? Does that make sense? Right. So it's almost like, let me go ahead and throw a little bit of shade, you know, just in case, you know, because don't mess around and the wife be like, girl. His friend came over here, and he blah, 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 blah. And now, you know, the husband, he overhearing, and now he mad. You know what I'm saying? He got an attitude with the wife. They ain't having sex for the next 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? The shit just keep lingering and going on. It's a bad situation. So that stuff is
like,
prejudgment sometimes, man. Candy, are you feeling
me?
Or
wife is like,
am I off?
Yeah, because the wife be like, he came over here in all them tight ass muscle shirts. Y'all ain't going to Applebee's, and like, it's just, it's a whole situation. So I had to tell one of my friends because we went out to dinner and we showed up at her house to pick her up or whatever, and her husband was like, "Y'all wearing that?" I'm like, "Bitch, let me get your dude pressed out." Like, and so
he asked the other women if they're wearing that, not his wife, right?
I'm like, bruh, worry about your wife. Worry about your wife, the one you married. Don't worry about what I got on right now. And, like, literally, he called, like, every 30 minutes with something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so-and-so is looking
for
this.
Because he know y'all was fooling
him. Did you put the
kids
in bed?
Yeah, he's just making up shit to have conversations.
He's just like, girl, don't fuck
any other time, he's playing PS5. He ain't worried about her. Probably smoking a blunt. So he's trying to enjoy all his time.
Thing is, don't mess up your relationship over your single friends. And like, I'm always like the headquarters for issues because like I said, I don't have any kids or anything. So usually they're over here talking about their husband. And you know, I'll give my opinion once, but I'm not gonna absorb my friend's issues when they're married.
Yeah, it'll just keep continuing. Like, yeah. They'll continue to unpack, and that's not your place for them to unpack their all their baggage. So I respect that. I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, you was on point, man. I appreciate you bringing that out. That was good, and somehow I wanted to work that in, and you gave me the segue. So good looking out. Thanks for calling in.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Whoa, I told you this thing was going to blast off earlier in the show, Tony. I had already told you that, bro.
Definitely a dope show. The ladies the ladies came through. The fellas ain't chime in this time. The fellas laid low. They ain't chime in, but the ladies came through. I wanted to hear hear some from the fellas, but the ladies held it down.
They did. They held it down, man. Hey, listen, man, we got it from all sides. Not all sides, because I don't know what y'all look like, but we got it from all sides, all perspectives. The more mature in age than, you know, the younger, and then we got a married young lady on here. So single, no kids. Then we got, you know, somebody in law enforcement. Hopefully, they ain't checking background checks or, you know, tapping phones or nothing. I mean, hey,
It was cool to hear. I think she said her name was India, if I'm not mistaken. India.
Yeah.
And it was cool to hear her say that, how she changed her circle. You know what I mean? Like, okay, these group of friends are not working out for me and where I want to be.
Right.
I'm gonna do the research and find friends that's more like-minded like me. And I think a lot more people need to do that and not feel bad about doing that. I think a lot of times people
not feel guilty.
People be feeling bad. Yeah, they feel bad about bettering themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be telling people, like, don't feel bad for leaving the hood. Like, why you feel bad? Like, why you feel like you sold out because you left the hood? Like, you supposed to live there your whole life and struggle your whole life. Like, you work hard to, you know,
to
get things and do great things. Yep. So don't be afraid of doing it. You know what I mean? And if you had the right people around you, you wouldn't feel like that. I feel like when people feel like that, it's because you got the wrong people around you. So you need to change that. Like she said, her friends get married. She be happy. I tell my friends all the time, I brag more about what my friends do than what I actually do. Like, I feel like when one of my friends open up a business, I be feeling like it's my business. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
I go brag and tell them, my homeboy just opened up a business. You know, we got trucks, we got this, we got whatever, whatever. And I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just, he my friend. You know what I'm saying? I just be happy. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think
you're a genuine, authentic dude, man. Especially to be a boss too, and that's why you and I we've always clicked, man. And you know, we've both been doing our own thing for so long, and still able to do collaborations. You know what I'm saying? And it still be all love. So, I said, man, I think it has a lot to do with the caliber of the individual. Now, I'm not saying that a person can't elevate, but I do feel like you have to evolve in order to get to a certain place in life, and then you can receive things better. You know what I'm saying? You can actually operate in excellence and improvement, and you can actually accept constructive criticism, because that's a big thing, man. A lot of people can't accept constructive criticism. You know, first of all, they're gonna look at the other person like, okay, so what you did, what you doing? Like, shit, my journey ain't the same as yours. You know what I mean? I'm just giving you something from a different perspective. You can chew the meat and spit out the bone. You know what I'm saying? And do it that way versus just reject the whole thing and then not have any type of change, because you need change. Everybody has to have some type of change and adaptation to that change once it happens. If not, man, you're going to continue to do the same things that you've been doing the same way. We all know the definition of that, expecting a different result. We all know the definition
insanity.
Of that. Man. So tonight
insanity.
Was dope. Insanity, man. I ain't talking about Sean T either. So so it's definitely been a good-ass show. I do want to encourage everybody to we have a replay of the show that's posted on our pages, and we'll get into that here in a second. But share the replay, like, especially if your ass was on here. And I'm not saying that you've given up your name or whatever, but if you were a guest on here, share the broadcast. It'll be available, and it's cool. Every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until, obviously. And look, man, next
no,
week.
No,
is,
Gigi, hold on. Gigi, hold on. Because I didn't get to the best part. I didn't get to the best one. I know it's late, but I still want to get this last one out.
Oh, man. Okay, good. Let's go.
The last one was, if your best friend asked to do a threesome with you, you and your partner, how would you respond?
Damn, that's what you want. That's what you wanted to end the show. Oh man. Okay, so what I will say is, because this is a little intrusive, right? But I'll go ahead and share this. I have never been a part, especially of two dudes and a woman. I've never partaken of that, man. And you know, you and I, we've talked about this on the show several times as grown ass men. But I know a lot of my homies, man, they like the 2-on-1. And then the woman, you know, she like, hey, double her pleasure. So that being said, man, I wouldn't be interested in that.
It could be the lady, or the man. I wouldn't be interested
in that, because I just think that opens up a door to, like, now you got this best friend that you had a threesome with, right? And so now you start meeting other women, or hell, you turn around and have a fiance and get married. Man, that shit right there, that shit right there come out, boy. So I just think it's a high risk situation, man, to somebody that close. Like, from our experience, some people that called here, and they said that their fantasy would be a threesome, right? Even though that's not something they would think about or do. Maybe if their mate said, you know, let's do it, they're open to trying it, or they may be curious. Most of them was like, well, not most of them, a lot of them was like, okay, it needs to be somebody who I ain't going to see ever again if we do this, right? So That's still a tough scenario, especially when it's somebody like, you know, somebody so close to you, man. That's tough. That's tough.
In fact,
would you partake? Would you just like just one time?
No, that would be one time. That would be the end of relationship. That would be the end of our friendship on both. I might actually fight the guy. You know what I'm saying? I might actually fight the guy. You know,
why are you swinging on his brother, man?
I mean, I don't think, like, because here's the thing. I'm going to be thinking, like, you've been looking at my wife or lady like that for a long time for you to ask me that.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay. See, I was thinking that you was going to smash his girl, though.
No. If one of my friends asked me that, like, and that was his wife or his lady, like, I might still fight him. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, that's something different, bro. That's a whole nother monster.
That's,
like, I couldn't rock like that. Like, it'd be a violation of my book, man. Yeah,
you
ask somebody else. Don't ask me.
Okay, well, would you watch them, though, if they was like, yo, I want you to check us out, man. We got some new moves. Hey, man, you
None
know, he's my bro.
No. No. I'm going to get on that.
Like, I don't want to see that
shit. That's like my
either,
brother
man.
And sister. You get what I'm saying? Like, they like my brother and sister.
Right,
so I'm not
right.
To
I don't
want to
see
like,
that shit.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I don't
want
to see that shit.
It might be a fight.
I'm not taking that too kindly myself, man. I'm feeling a little disrespected. Like, yo, so what you think of me? You know what I'm saying? So what you think of me to ask me questions like this or ask me to do that,
like
bro?
That.
Yeah, I'd be offended. I'd be offended for sure.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I wish we could have got the callers on to and a whole bunch of people still got their ones up, but I don't know if it's stuck or they are pressing one. So I don't know. They don't know how to get out of it. I think you got to press one again. I think you press one, you talk, and then you press one again, and it go off. I think that's how it works. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that's how it is. But
you know, they probably just press mute. You know, they just scared, trying not to get the background noise, and that's so everybody on mute. I get it. I get it, baby. It's cool.
But definitely a dope show. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in, that stayed on with us. We always, I can truly say this, we always go over the hour time. Always.
Yeah.
So,
and everybody still rides it out, too.
Yeah, they definitely still on. They still holding on, so that's good, man. That's awesome. We definitely appreciate it. It was cool because we brought it back to, you know, just me and Gigi for the last, 7 to 10 episodes we had special guests. So this time it was just us, and y'all rock with it. So I definitely appreciate it. I know Gigi appreciate it. Again, we're here each and every Friday night from 9 until the end of the conversation. Gigi, you was going to say something, too, like, about next week. I'm going to let you go ahead and get the floor on that.
So next week is – next Friday is the 25th broadcast. It's the 25th episode. So we said that we would have a pretty explosive topic with some interesting guests. So I guess we got to honor that. So we said, just for the callers that was not on last week. Last week was off the chain, and I know that's old school shit, but that's the best way to really explain it. Like, I could say it was lit or it was slapping, some shit like that, but it was off the chain, meaning, you know how you close the door and you deadbolt it and then you put the chain on it? Well, yeah, the chain was off. And so we talked about some crazy stuff, and I won't get into that, but it opened up. It gave a segue to talk about things like the lifestyle. You know, we're talking about lifestyle, like poly lifestyle, BDSM, kink, just all kind of – we talked about fisting. I got to shout out the fisting last week.
Wow, I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. My wife was like, are you going to watch that thing? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I couldn't watch it. I'm sorry. I couldn't watch it.
So, I guess we'll honor that. We're going to bring a few guests. We had a guest on there last week who was like, yo, she's down to talk. She wanted to talk about it right then and there. We're like, hold up. You dropped a bomb already. We can only have so many bombs drop, man. And then the next caller dropped another bomb. It was Hiroshima last week, man. That was the show.
Definitely.
The show was Hiroshima last week. There were several bombs dropped. I guess we're going to open that up, man, and get to it. So, shit, if you haven't heard the freakiest stuff content so far on Freaky Friday, tune in next week. Tune in next week and go ahead and get your mind blown. Get your mind blown.
I went and brought me a whole new little book so I could take a million notes.
You got your new composition book, man?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for next week. I know it's going to be crazy.
Man, it's going to be crazy, man. And what we'll do next week, guys, we'll have a flyer out shortly. We'll push the flyer. We want you guys to push the flyer as well. And what we may do is whoever has the most shares, you know, we'll do some type of giveaway. Tony had already talked about it anyway, so that's why I said it. So maybe we'll do that with the most shares, Tone. We'll have maybe the top giveaways, the top two get prizes. So that's what we'll do, man. And next week is going to be crazy. That being said, Tone, man, hey, let everybody know how they can stay connected, man, to you, platform, and everything going on.
All right. You can follow me on IG and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can follow the radio show at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. Also, we have a Freaky Friday Freaky Friday page on IG. It's Freaky Friday Show _. And again, we're here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. until the end of the conversation. Gigi, where can they find you at?
I like that disclaimer, man. That's precise. Guys, you can find me. Listen, if you're on Facebook, which a lot of you guys are, I know that's, again, that's the old school platform, right? If you're on Facebook, follow me at Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y Rob. I got some hilarious content. I got some serious content. And let me say this, even though we're in October and it's Scorpio season, I get that. Let's be very aware of Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Awareness. Those are so important. We all know someone that has experienced both. Let's just be real. We all know someone that has experienced both of those events in their life. So, you know, we want to encourage and empower men and women that have had those experiences. I know men that have had breast cancer, and I know men that have also been in domestic violence situations. So we celebrate, we bring awareness, and we continue to empower those that are affected, most importantly. But yeah, Malloy Rob, Facebook, IG, GG After Dark, and also ggafterdark.com, and that'll keep you connected to what I have going on. So we appreciate everybody. We salute everyone, and have somebody come out to listen next week, especially if your ass is gonna press one. They need to know what you think. I'm serious, man. And they need to know what you think. I think that's important. That's a way of communication. You know, indirect communication is a form of communication. So, you know, invite somebody. You know, they're gonna have a good time, and you don't want to be like, damn, I should have called, or I should have sent the text out, etc. So, hey, man, I salute you, Tone Man, once again, man, for the platform, for the opportunity, and everything that we got going on, man. Man, I appreciate it.
Definitely. Same here. Again, one more time, we're here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. until the conversation over. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace.
We out.